When we look into the book of Hebrews, that's what we want to focus on today, the first two verses of Hebrews chapter 8. We see that the book of Hebrews points out repeatedly how the Old Testament covenant system of worship was a shadow, and it was replaced by Christ. It is important for us as Bible believers, as followers of Christ, to always focus and refocus on what Christ has done, because he is the fulfillment of the old covenant. For some people, this is very difficult to believe. For some people, they say, well, how come that all the laws of the Old Testament would mean nothing? That's not true. They do mean the same as in that time. What it means for us is that if you and I believe in Jesus Christ as our Savior, we have accepted him and we have experienced a new birth. We are fulfilling all of God's expectations. We are fulfilling the law of God. The Old Testament was a shadow of what was to come. And this is what we see in these verses here. First of all, a shadow of the old covenant of priesthood. In Hebrews chapter 7, verse 23 and 24, we read, "The former priests, on the one hand, existed in greater numbers because they were prevented by death from continuing. But he, on the other hand, because he abides forever," Jesus Christ lives forever as the high priest, "he holds his priesthood permanently." That's the difference. In the Old Testament, if there was a high priest, he couldn't hold on to the position. In fact, after 20 or 25 years of priesthood, the priests were actually ordered to retire. Wish it was like that today. I wouldn't be preaching anymore. But they were required to retire. They were required to give it to the next generation. But in Hebrews, it is shown that Jesus is the permanent high priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. And then there's the shadow of the Passover sacrifice. In 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, it says, "Clean out the old leaven," or we would say sourdough. The old leaven means the sourdough. During Passover, the Israelites were not allowed to have any sourdough or any yeast in the house. That was a shadow of the sin. And so Paul says, "Clean out the old leaven that you may be a new lump, just as you are, in fact, unleavened. For Christ, our Passover, also has been sacrificed." Now, Paul, he was very well versed in the Old Testament. He was extremely highly educated in the Old Testament. He had the equivalent of a PhD in Old Testament studies. So he knew what he was talking about. He says, "In Christ, he is our sacrifice, and he corrects the leaven from being sourdough to being the sweet lump that God expects." And then there was the shadow of the tabernacle and the temple. And this is what our text refers to here. Now, the main point is, what has been said is this. We have such a high priest who has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister in the sanctuary and in the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man. So when we look and compare the Old Testament tabernacle It was made by hands. It was made by men. It was set up by men. It was directed by the priests and those that were anointed for the sanctuary to take care of it. But now, the Hebrew writer says, the Lord has this permanent, true tabernacle and sanctuary in which Jesus Christ is the high priest and he serves in that sanctuary that the Lord has made. So what we have today is so much more and so much better than what the Old Testament people had. Because the Old Testament covenant and the tabernacle and the temple and the priesthood were all shadows of what was to come. This is why Jesus said, and this is what angered the religious leaders in his time so much. For example, he said in John, it says, Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." And he was referring to his own body. The Jews then said, "It took 46 years to build this temple, and will you raise it up in 3 days?" But he wasn't speaking about the material temple that was made by man. He was speaking of his own body, that he would die, and he would be raised up after 3 days, and he would be the permanent high priest and king forever and ever. And this is the message of Advent. This is the message of Christmas. Christ, our King, our Lord, our High Priest, forever and ever, never changing. Isn't that comforting? Isn't that encouraging? Isn't that hopeful? Then there's also mentioned the shadow of circumcision, and Paul referred to it. Circumcision in the Old Testament was a sign of the covenant with God. And then Paul says, circumcision is nothing, and uncircumcision is nothing. But what matters is the keeping of the commandments of God, which is possible through Jesus Christ, our relationship with him. And then there were the dietary laws. And Jesus even referred to that. And this made the people just so upset that Jesus was so careless about keeping the Sabbath, the feast days, and the dietary laws. Jesus comes up and says, "I am Lord of the Sabbath." And they criticized him for having done something good, having performed a miracle, a healing during the Sabbath. They criticized him for it. And he said, "Look, if you believe in me," this is now my paraphrase, "if you believe in me and you really recognize who I am the Lord of the Sabbath. If you believe in me and you put your faith and trust in me and I give you salvation, then you are keeping the Sabbath every time in a perfect way." People cannot understand that even to this day. They believe that one day must be more important than another day. But if we are in Jesus Christ, we have come to this rest that God has promised his people, this Sabbath rest, that we rest from our sins, from our evil deeds in Christ. And Jesus is Lord, and Jesus is all and all in us. We are keeping all the laws, all the Ten Commandments, all the laws of and expectations of God. Jesus talked about the food, and they had very strict regulations about the food. That pork, and they were not supposed to eat pork and things like that. And some religions still have it like that, and maybe it's good not to eat pork. It's fine. But Jesus had this to say. He said to them, "Are you lacking in understanding also? Do you not understand that whatever goes into a person from the outside cannot defile him? Because it does not go into his heart, but into his stomach." Jesus had to explain something very a physiology, a part of our food intake. The people criticized him that you can't eat that, you can't eat that. You're not supposed to work on the Sabbath. You're not supposed to. He said, it doesn't really matter because all food goes through the stomach, not into the heart. And this is why he says, don't you understand things a little better than that? Don't you know that food goes through the stomach and not through the heart? He wanted to teach us a very good lesson. Leave the old. Leave the legalism. Come into a relationship with Christ. Love him with all your heart, and you fulfill all the law of God. A wonderful shadow of the Old Testament that has been fulfilled once and for all. Now, Jesus came to replace the old. And this is so hard to understand. Paul says this about the feast days. Therefore, let no one act as your judge in regard to food or drink or in respect to a festival or a new moon or a Sabbath day, things which are a mere shadow of what is to come, but the substance belongs to Christ. Christ in faith is the substance. We don't have to add anything. We don't even have to keep all and worry about keeping all the old laws. Because Christ is all in all. And that is the message during Christmas. There's no better message. There's no better songs than the Christmas songs that we hear that are eternal. Christ came to replace the shadow. The point of the book of Hebrews is that Jesus Christ, as Son of God, did not just come to fit into the earthly system of priestly ministry as best and the final human priest, but he came to fulfill the old so that it would be outdated. The Old Testament in that way has expired because it has been fulfilled in Christ. We say, well, we can't believe that because how can the old be done away with? Well, that's the New Testament. You have to argue with the Bible because in Jesus Christ, everything is fulfilled. And you might think, well, Pastor, I think you're overdoing it. I think you're exaggerating. I think that you're just focusing too much on Jesus. I mean, you are really putting everything in Jesus Christ, everything in that one person, the Son of God, and that's it? Yes, it is. That's what I mean. That's what I tried to say. That's the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is our message in this time. I read an illustration about for kids. If a small child gets separated from its mother in the grocery store, and that's always a fear for the mother. Maybe the child is not as fearful as the mother. But say the child is lost and the child is looking for its mother. And see, kids are so small. I mean, they can't see. See, when I look for my wife in the grocery store, you know, I can look over. The unfortunate thing is that she's not as tall as me, so I cannot always see her. But when a small child looks for its mother, everything is blocked. Its view is blocked. And imagine this: the child sees a shadow coming around. And this is just a shadow. But the child is listening for the voice of the mother. The child is looking forward to seeing the face of the mother. The shadow is not enough. The shadow is that which is to come. And this is kind of what the Bible means here in the book of Hebrews. The shadow was already promising. It's coming. It's coming. See, the shadow is there. But we have now the privilege to proclaim the reality the breakthrough, the fulfillment of all that was promised before. And this is what the Bible says. The final reality is here. You and I, we have the privilege of having access to the full gospel of Jesus Christ. We can read the old and see how the old was all fulfilled in the new. And we can be blessed through the full proclamation and the full existence of the gospel that ministers to our hearts and gives us hope for eternal life. There's a very important element in the fulfillment of the shadow of the Old Testament, and that is that Jesus has now become the permanent intercessor for you and me. He is the mediator between us and God. And Christmas is the replacement of the shadow of the real thing. The priest who goes between us and God, as the high priest in the Old Testament was interceding before God for the people. Now Jesus has placed himself in the eternal sanctuary, which is his church, God's temple, as the permanent high priest, as the intercessor. It's not a priest that forgives us with flesh and blood that forgives us our sin. It's the high priest that has died for us and sacrificed for us. He has given so much more than the Old Testament priest could ever do, because he gave his own life for you and me. And now he can intercede for us because he sits at the right hand of the Father, the majesty of the universe. He is the Son of God, strong, sinless. He has indestructible life. He cannot be impeached. He cannot be dethroned. Nobody and nothing can get him off this position, because this is done by God himself. God's Son is your and my intercessor. Not Mary, not any dead saint. They're all gone. They don't know about us. They don't know that you and I exist. But the high priest, Jesus Christ, is our intercessor. And the Bible tells us so clearly, he is the mediator. He mediates between us and the Father. He relates to us through the Holy Spirit. And this is so important, because the Holy Spirit, the comforter that's given to us, he gives us everything from our high priest, what we need. And isn't that wonderful? This is the greatest gospel ever. The high priest is also our Lord. I said before, he is the king and Lord. He is our high priest. Yes, he was our sacrifice. He is the Lamb of God that stands in history forever and ever. But he is also our Lord. How wonderful is that? We don't serve a brutal, merciless king. We serve a king that has died for us. He has purchased us. He has given us eternal life. He wants us to be there where he is. That's his will. And you and I, through prayer, we can connect to this mediator. And the Bible talks about Christ has obtained a ministry that is as much more excellent than the old, as the covenant he mediates is better, since it is enacted on better promises. So everything Christ does is better than the old one. Why would you want to go back to the Old Testament? Why? It's useless. It's senseless. Because in Christ we have a better ministry, a better mediator, a better promise than you could ever have. And that is making it real for us. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20 and 21, the Bible says, "Now the God of peace, who brought up from the dead the great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the eternal covenant. And this is the purchase of the new covenant. Even Jesus our Lord, may he equip you in every good thing to do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. This is how the Hebrews letter ends. So the words working in us, that which is pleasing in his sight, describes what happens when God writes his laws on our hearts and not just on paper or in stone. He writes it in our hearts when we come to him. When we open our hearts to him, he writes his laws on our hearts. And he wants a living, a lasting relationship with you and me. And that's the gospel. That's the best Christmas message you and I can hear. Every year there's this wonderful performance done called The Messiah. It's written by Handel, a song writer and musician. They say when he wrote that last stanza, what we call The Messiah, the last part, the glory, the singing about the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, he was so moved that he ran outside. He started praising. He started worshiping. He was just like, this is so wonderful. And when it first was performed before the King of England many, many years ago, when they started singing that chorus, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the king stood up and he honored his king who lives forever and ever. And I want to encourage you to listen to that sometime this season. In fact, the Winnipeg Symphony will perform it next Friday and Saturday at the concert hall. But also you can find it on YouTube or other channels. It is a blessing to worship this King of Kings and Lord of Lords, our High Priest, our Mediator, the one that has fulfilled everything. You need Jesus. We simply have this answer for everything. If you have a problem, a devastation, if you are hopeless, if you feel hopeless, the answer is Jesus. We cannot say, well, you need this and that. Yes, we need human love. We need human support. That's all good and dandy, but we need Jesus in the end because he is the one that wants to take us to glory. And how wonderful one day to be before his throne and be assembled with all the saints that have ever lived and sing the great hallelujahs there before his throne, where we see that all was fulfilled in Christ. And we're together with him forever. May God bless you. May God help us. Amen.